Silver with beauty that lives forever is International Sterling. From Hollywood, International Silver Company, creators of International Sterling, presents The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring America's favorite young couple, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. Nelson seems to be the only one in sight this morning. There he is in the front room studying that big book. Hey, what's that he's taking out of it? Oh, it's a phonograph record. Well, now he's putting the record on the turntable and glancing back at the book. Say, I'll bet it's one of those new home study courses. Well, if that's what it is, David could be studying anything from Spanish to basic chiropractic. Hey, let's find out. By golly, it's both.
Let's see now. May I have this dance, David? Why, thank you, David. Left hand out, bend at the elbow.
Hey, David, let's go out back and throw the football. Oh, pardon me, madam.
Get out of here, will you, Ricky? Dip, turn, loosen the knees.
What the heck are you doing? Dancing?
If you must know, I'm doing the mambo.
Oh, isn't that dancing?
Not the way I'm doing it.
You better give up. You don't even know how to waltz.
I do, too.
Well, let's waltz out back and throw the football around.
Look, little man, dancing is fun. It's a good thing to know. I want to be a good dancer.
Okay. But you don't have to dance on a nice day like this.
Just when would you suggest?
Some rainy day when you're sick in bed. Hello, boys.
Hi, Mom.
What's going on?
Ricky doesn't understand why I want to learn to dance.
Why, I'm surprised at you, Ricky. Dancing's a lot of fun.
Rick, I know that, Mom. I always suggest dancing at all the parties I go to.
What for? You can't dance.
That's why I suggest it. It gives me more time to eat.
That figures. How you doing, David?
Gee, I don't know, Mom. I try to do what it says in the book, but sometimes it's not so easy.
Hey, listen to this.
What are you doing with my book?
Just read, Aunt. Listen. To resume the closed dancing position, the boy draws the girl towards him.
Well, what's the matter with that?
Nothing, boy. Now I know why you're practicing.
Look, just hand me the book, will you?
Hey, wait a minute, David. You better watch out. It says here that they're going to shoot you.
Oh, don't be such a dope.
You think I'm kidding? It says right here. Then they execute a complete square.
Ricky, I think David will do better by himself.
Oh, it's okay, Mom. Is it all right if I skip dinner tonight?
Well, what for goodness sake?
Well, Will Thornberry and I and some other guys are going swimming today, and we thought we'd stay for a weenie roast.
Oh, well, sure, it sounds like fun.
Oh, boy, thanks, Mom. Come on, Dave, let's get going.
What do you mean, let's get going? You're not going.
How come?
Well, there won't be any little kids there.
Big man. Go ahead, see if I care.
See, it's late. I better get started.
Well, don't forget your sweater.
Okay.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Pop. I'll get my sweater.
Hello, Dad. Harriet, was that David that just streaked by?
Yep.
All I saw was a cloud of smoke.
Oh, he's going to the beach for a weenie roast.
Oh.
Clyde, who wants to eat burnt weenies anyhow?
What's this?
Probably Sandy burnt weenies.
Ricky wasn't invited.
Oh, I see.
It's all right to let David go, isn't it?
Oh, sure, why not?
I just thought I'd ask.
Probably old Sandy burnt weenies.
Yes, Rick, probably. What's this book, Harriet?
Oh, that's David. He's trying to teach himself a few South American dances. The rumba and the mambo.
Oh, getting dance conscious all of a sudden. Probably planning to go out to a lot of dances.
I guess so.
See you later, everybody.
I'd swear David was out that door before he even opened it.
Honestly, it doesn't seem like I've seen him at all the last week or so.
Well, after all, he's growing up, getting to be a big guy.
Yes, darn it.
Well, that's the way it goes. Little bird grows up and flies away from the nest. I guess that's the way nature intended it. What do you think, Rick?
Probably.
Probably what?
Probably cold old Sandy burnt me.
Barney.
Hey, what's with David? He just grabbed Will out of our house and they both took off like they had dual carburetors.
I think they're just late for a beach party, Thorny.
Well, at least David could have let Will finish his shoe shine.
Oh, I don't think the boy will need a shine at the beach.
Maybe not, but I will. He was shining my shoes.
Well, you can't blame the kid for dashing out. You know how it is when you're growing up and getting out on your own more.
It's okay for you to talk, Oz. You haven't seen what's been happening to Will lately. Nervous. Muscle strain, hip out of joint. It's terrible.
What's so bad about that? David's learning the rumba, too.
Okay, you're entitled to your opinion. But I feel that Will and I are getting to be practically strangers. I hardly ever see him anymore.
Oh, you're looking at it all wrong, Thorny. You're not losing Will. You're just losing a boy and gaining a man.
Well, I suppose they have to grow up sometime.
Oh, sure. Besides, he still eats and sleeps at home.
Yeah. In fact, those are the two best things he does. Oh, yes, and he's very good at wheedling a couple of bucks out of me.
Well, he's still a kid, Barney. They both are, David.
The heck they are. I tell you, Will is almost a mature man.
What makes you say that?
Well, if he isn't, Catherine's been using my razor to shave peaches.
I guess all right. Starting dinner so early?
No, I was just trying to decide what to cook for tonight.
Oh, I thought we were going to have pot roast and brown potatoes.
Well, we were, but now that David's not going to be here, there's no sense cooking a big roast just for you and me and Ricky.
Oh. Well, I suppose you're right. Now, what are we going to have?
I don't know. What would you suggest?
Well, anything you want to fix is all right with me. As long as it's something nourishing. Maybe something we haven't had lately, a little variety.
Well, fine. What, for instance?
Oh, say, pot roast and brown potatoes.
Okay, you win. Maybe the three of us could do justice to it.
I just didn't want David being gone to upset your routine. Because I can't really see why you're so worried about him anyway.
What makes you think I'm worried?
Well, you certainly seemed like it a little while ago.
Oh, well, I've been thinking about it, and you were right. We should be proud of the way David's stepping out.
Oh, I'm glad you feel that way. Besides, it'll give us some new interest.
How's that?
Well, now that David's learning to dance and stuff, he'll probably be getting a steady girl pretty soon, and she'll be around here a lot, too.
I guess that's one way to look at it.
Yeah, and they're bound to bring all the other couples over for parties and things.
Well, yes.
I'm sure some of their parents will be dropping by. God, we'll have all kinds of people around here.
Well, we're certainly crowded all of a sudden.
Sure are, aren't we? I think David would be more thoughtful. He knows I don't like crowds.
Anyway, I'm really not worried about him. I just hope he doesn't stay out too late.
Well, it's only natural, Harriet. When I was David's age, I was a regular night owl on Saturday nights.
I'll bet you were, too.
Yeah. Boy, I never got in before 10:30.
Well, times have changed since then. I suppose we'll get used to his being gone more.
Oh, sure we will.
You know, this is going to be kind of fun. We'll probably have time now to do a lot of things. Things we've always talked about, never had the time for.
Well, sure. Like what?
Well, I think I'll try my hand at ceramics.
Oh, ceramics.
Or painting. Something like that.
You know, a couple of things I'd like to do myself.
What's that?
Well, I think I'll do a little high and dangerous living.
Oh? Just what is this high living going to consist of?
Well, I think I'll run down the corner and buy a gallon of vanilla ice cream and a pint of chocolate syrup.
Well, that's high living, all right. Now, what are you going to do for the dangerous part?
Well, I thought I'd come home and eat it all. Why, Ozzie Nelson, I'll be darned. Steve Wills. Well, I thought you were off mining in South America someplace.
Well, I was, Oz, but we moved back last week.
Well, golly. You've been gone almost 5 years, haven't you?
Sure have.
How's Harriet?
And the boys?
All fine. And Marion and the girls?
Couldn't be better, thanks.
Boy, I sure envy you that experience down there. I bet you speak Spanish like a native.
Oh, well, I know a little bit.
Took a year of Spanish myself in high school. Say something, maybe I can catch you.
Well, they say I was stealing coffee.
Go ahead, say something. I'll catch you.
I said, they say I was stealing coffee.
Oh, that's easy. Where is the nearest cafe?
Well, now, not exactly. It's, would you like some coffee?
Oh, yeah, sure. The first word kind of threw me. It was a little foreign sound.
Well, how about the coffee?
Oh, yes, yeah, I'd love some.
Oh, swell. Two coffees, please.
You going back to South America soon?
Oh, no. In fact, we've moved up here for good.
Oh, that's wonderful. Why, I thought you had a swell job down there.
Oh, I did, but I have to think of my two little girls, you know. They really ought to be up here.
Yeah, I guess you're right there, Steve.
You know, I couldn't ask for nicer daughters than Edith and Donna.
Boy, I'm sure you couldn't.
Well, most men are a little disappointed when they don't have any boys, but believe me, being the father of two little girls is pretty wonderful.
Yeah, I imagine it is. Of course, boys are pretty nice, too.
Oh, sure, but you haven't lived until you've had a couple of daughters. Oh, yeah, here's our coffee. Sugar?
No.
I just don't think boys are as close to their parents as girls are.
No, I don't know, Steve. Boys are pretty close.
Well, for one thing, girls stay around the house more.
Well, boys stay...
Well, the beach isn't very far.
Huh? Because there's nothing.
You know, the trouble with boys is they grow up so fast. Before you know it, it's just a handshake and goodbye. That's life, that's all.
Oh, maybe.
You know, Edith and Donna call me their best beau.
I guess they're pretty proud of you.
Well, girls are that way. Of course, I'm sure David and Ricky are just as proud of you.
Oh, yeah, I'm their best. Their pal.
That's great.
Oh, say, I have to take some ice cream back to Harriet.
Oh, I better be going, too. Oh, look, here's my address on this card. Stop around. We'll talk over old time.
Oh, fine. You do the same, Steve. We're still at the same old place.
Well, it's been great seeing you, Oz.
Oh, sure has. And thanks for the coffee.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Oh, and say hello to the boys. Ricky may not remember me, but I'm sure David does.
Well, I'll tell him you said hello. If I see him before you drop by.
Yeah. Well, hasta la vista. I said, hasta la vista.
Oh, no thanks, Steve. One cup is plenty.
There comes a time in every boy's life when he finds himself caught up in the whirlpool of teenage activities. Home is just a place where he gets the phone calls that send him winging off to another party or club dance. Such is the case of David Nelson, boy man about town. Right now, it looks like David's getting ready for one of the many social engagements that have turned him into quite a stranger around the Nelson household.
Hey, David, I got some good news for you.
What's that?
I'm going to let you go to the movies with me.
Gee, thanks.
That's okay, pal. Well, you didn't have to get all dressed up for it, though.
Oh, I hate to disappoint you, little man, but I've already got a date.
I suppose you're going to see some girl.
That's right, my boy. Cheer up, though. Maybe I'll go to the movies with you tomorrow.
Maybe you won't. Maybe I'll have a date tomorrow.
Some dance.
I know a few girls myself. There's Iggy and Charlie and Sam and Johnny.
They aren't girls.
No, but they all have sisters.
Those girls aren't going to bother with you. They're all in high school.
That's okay. You know my motto. The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Hey, hand me that bottle of aftershave lotion, will you?
What for? You haven't shaved.
Well, at least I'll smell like I have. Now, to sit beside, I'll comb my hair.
You just finished combing it.
Oh, I missed the place. Guy's got to look neat, you know.
You look pretty dopey, if you ask me.
That's why I didn't ask you.
What are you going to do today?
Oh, probably put on a few records and dance.
Dance? Well, dozy go, and here we go.
And dancing's a lot of fun. It's good exercise, too.
Sure, you can become a real strong sissy.
That's all you know about it. I suppose you call the guys on the football team sissies.
Heck no.
Well, they all dance.
Gee, that's different. I didn't know you were going to dance with the guys on the football team.
How do I look?
You really want me to tell you?
No, never mind. I better comb my hair once more.
You better take it easy with that hair, David. It's got to last you a long time.
I guess I look okay now.
Ravishing.
Well, little man, I'm off.
Yeah, sometimes I think you are. Ricky? Yes, ma'am?
Where was David going in such a hurry?
He has a date.
Oh.
He combed his hair 4 times. He's going to wear out his head.
I noticed he was all dressed up. Must be a very important date.
No, it's just some girl.
Well, David probably thinks it's important.
I wonder why he didn't ask me to go with him. You know what they say. I'm the life of the party.
Oh, do they really say that?
They sure do.
Just who is they?
They is me. And I don't know.
I thought you were going to the movies.
Yeah, but I can't find anybody to go with me.
Well, how about Iggy Schwartz?
No, he won't go to the movies with me. He says I talk too much.
Well, there's always Johnny Dunkel.
No, he's another guy who says I talk too much.
How about Gene Ward?
No, he says I talk too much, too.
Why don't you just go by yourself?
Hey, that's no fun. There's nobody to talk to.
I'm sure you'll find someone. Look, if you're going to the show, you better get started. I don't want you coming home too late.
Okay, Mom.
And don't forget to take your jacket.
I won't. Hi, Pa.
Oh, hi, Rick. Goodbye, Rick.
Hello, dear.
Boy, with all the traffic through here, maybe we better put in a revolving door. Where's Ricky off to?
The movie.
Oh. Where's David?
He had a date. I guess we've got the house all to ourselves.
Quiet, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's a little frightening.
Oh, it's pleasant, though. We spend a peaceful evening together for a change. Just kind of enjoy each other's company.
Fine.
Say, Dave had a date?
Yes, I don't know who with. Some little girl.
Hey, speaking of girls, guess who I ran into the other day? Steve Wills.
Oh? Well, how is she?
Steve Wills. You remember Steve and Marion Wills? They lived over on Elm Street.
Oh, of course. I thought they were in South America.
No, well, they're back for good now. Steve was telling me all about his 2 daughters.
Oh, that's right. How are the girls?
Oh, they're fine. You know, it must be nice having a couple of daughters. Girls are with you a little longer. They aren't quite so eager to strike out on their own.
Well, we could ask David not to go out so often.
No. You can't hold the boy back. Steve just got me thinking, that's all. You know, I'll bet a little daughter would be a lot of fun. She'd probably have your eyes and your hair.
Ozzie.
I'm just thinking, dear. I'd be her best beau, too. She'd always be running in to see how Daddy likes her new dress, how Daddy likes her new shoes, how Daddy likes her new bonnet, how Daddy likes her new bag. Little girls run up pretty big bills, don't they?
Yes, I was just wondering how Daddy would like paying for all of those things.
Come in, Thorny.
Hello, Harriet.
Hi, Thorny.
Hey. What have you got there?
Checkerboard. Thought we might have a couple of games.
Oh, okay.
Catherine home, Thorny?
Yeah, she's doing a little sewing.
I think I'll run over and keep her company while you two old-timers have your checker game. If you get hungry, you'll find some cold cuts in the refrigerator.
Oh, thanks.
Old-timer? How is that bad? I'm not an old-timer. I'm still a pretty young-timer. Where shall I set up the board?
Oh, we can use the coffee table. I haven't played checkers in years.
Yeah. Will and I used to play all the time. That's some great games. But it looks like I've been replaced now by a young teenage girl with blue eyes, auburn curls, and a record player.
That's tough competition, all right.
I'll tell you one thing, though. I'm a much better checker player than she is. Will's going to find that out the first time they sit down for a game.
That ought to be in about 40 years, I think.
Red or black?
Hmm?
Which checkers do you want?
Oh, well, go ahead, take your pick.
No, it doesn't make any difference to me. You have first choice, red or black.
I don't care. I'll take the red one.
If you don't care, why don't you take the black one?
Well, I thought it didn't make any difference to you.
It doesn't. It's just that I'm used to playing with the red checkers myself, and the black ones might affect my game. It's like playing golf with somebody else's club.
Look, why don't we just forget about playing checkers, huh? Seems like a silly way to spend an evening anyway.
Yeah, I think you're right. Oh, see, did you know Steve Wills was in town again?
Yeah, I ran into him just the other day.
Those two girls of his must be growing up, huh?
Well, not like our kids, though.
Why, how are they growing?
I mean, when you have daughters, Thorny, it's a different situation. See, they're around the house a little more. They've got more interest in their parents. Boys just don't seem to have that domestic quality.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Father and his son are pretty close for a while, and then the boy finds other interests. When you have a daughter, you're always a big man in her eyes. As I say, daughters, well, they just stay home more. Oh, just a second, Thorny. Hi, Oz. Well, hi, Steve. Come on in.
Oh, thanks. Just thought I'd stop by for a few minutes. I hope you weren't busy.
No, not at all. You remember old Thornberry.
Why, sure. Hi, Thorny.
Hi, Steve. Welcome home.
Thank you.
Yeah, sit down. Hey, how did you manage to get away from those two little girls of yours?
Well, you know, they're not really so little anymore. You don't realize how fast kids grow.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. How did you manage to duck out, though?
Oh, it's not very hard to duck out when you have two daughters practically pushing you out of the house.
You mean you were asked to leave?
That's right. Seems the girls are having some sort of a party this evening. Or as they put it, they're using the hall for a brawl.
I guess even daughters grow up, huh?
Yeah, they sure do. Oh, boy, you're lucky to have the house all to yourself. Wonderful to just sit here and not be stampeded by a herd of gyrating teenagers.
Well, at least your daughters are at home. We don't know where Dave and Will are.
Oh, don't worry. Dreamy Dave and lover boy Will are at my house. Call me lover
Doughboy Sr.
Oh, and I left. Your sons were putting on quite a Roomba exhibition with my daughters.
And I'm afraid that was some other dreamboat. David doesn't know how to do the Roomba.
Oh, he does now. Maybe the girls didn't learn too much in South America, but they sure learned the Roomba.
Well, I think I can guess where David and Will are going to be spending their weekends from now on.
I can guess, too. So if you don't mind, I'd like to spend mine over here.
Well, fine. You've just become the third member of the Cast-Off Parents Association.
Welcome, fellow cast-off.
Thanks.
We'd better figure out a few ways to spend our time.
Well, there's no problem there, Steve. We have a lot of exciting things to do. You've got your choice of any one of the three C's.
Three C's?
Yep, what'll it be? Cribbage, canasta, or checkers?
Pop.
For goodness sakes, what are you doing home tonight, son?
Oh, I just decided to stay home and read.
Oh, well. What made you decide to do that?
I didn't get any invitations to go out.
Oh. I'll be darned. You mean you're really going to stay home for a change?
Yes, sir. That's all right, isn't it?
Oh, sure, sure. Make yourself comfortable. Want me to get you a pillow?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Well, I must say it's a very pleasant surprise, son.
I'll get it, Pop.
David.
Yes, sir?
You know how your mother worries, so try to get home early.